From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, I'm Terry Parsons, and you're tuned to the Blind Lemon Blues for the week ending Sunday, January 14th, 2018. Tonight we have a special feature, an artist from Miramichi who's no stranger to the Blind Lemon Blues, my old friend Terry Whalen. Now he's just in the process of releasing a new album called Nasty Little Bits, which is the end result of the fact that his previous album did not turn out the way that he had intended. Tonight, we're going to talk to Terry about that and the new direction that this album is taking. For more information, go to terrywhalen.wixsite.com or to order yourself a copy of the new album, go to theterrywhalenband.bandcamp.com. My guest tonight is Terry Whalen, featuring music from Nasty Little Bits.
You can see her reflection in the mirror next to the bar. Through a multitude of fingerprints, you still look like a star. An unassuming presence, nature the untrained eye. But you helped her launch a thousand stars, but also watched some die. Well, the hot blood flows mostly won't from a thousand pairs of shoes. The bedded steps will lead you to the altar of the blues. The smell remains of dried up beer poured before my birth. And for some bands, it's the only proof. Who could argue what that's worth? Oh, young girls who ever learned it, try to take what isn't theirs. Try to capture her old glory, but we'll see that no one cares. The harbor blows mostly warm from a thousand pairs of shoes. The bedded steps will lead you to the altar of the blues.
This album's been in the works for about 4.5 years. I know that when we spoke, before I was heading into the studio for CD number 5, that the plan was to do an acoustic stripped-down album. Well, we got to the studio and it became a full-blower rock and blues album. So I've had this album in me for a long while. And with the band, everyone's busy with work and, you know, all kinds of other things. It's just so hard to get the band together to write and do a whole album. So I said, now's the time to do this acoustic album. So myself with Jock Downs, my lead guitar player, the two of us did a very stripped-down, raw album, 11 songs. And some songs go back 5 years, but there's a lot of new material. I'm really proud of it.
Life, it used to be simple. What you saw is what you got. Now things are complicated. The simple life we live is not. And it's all because of these nasty little bits. And it's all because of these nasty little bits. We got high-def television hanging on. Do we really need them at all? It's all because of these nasty little bits. It's all because of these nasty little bits. Landfills are overflowing. Technology's running wild. Nothing left to last.
Initially, the concept that I had was to do this live off the floor, do a live album. Basically, the album would be done in an hour. But, you know, realizing the complexities of trying to do, you know, a studio-quality album. So we gave ourselves a day. So let's do this in a day. And obviously, there's probably a day's worth of time, like probably 24 hours. So we want to make sure the quality was there, but this is almost as live off the floor a feel as you're going to get. And I've been doing a lot of solo and duo shows over the years, and it just kind of represents what you would get in a show like that as opposed to what you would get with the full band. I'm really happy with the material. It was recorded in-house, did it here. Then I had Paul Milner of Shell Lane Studios and PEI, who did our last album, and an incredible producer and engineer, and he mastered it, and I'm really happy. Jock and I are both very happy with how it turned out. I think the songs are well represented. You know, the chance to really, from a singer-songwriter perspective, really chance for the listener to hear the stories that make up these songs.
Trouble, her body throw her down, and she's looking for a good friend, and none can be found. Better come on in my kitchen, 'cause gonna be raining that door. My best friend, some joke lucky, sort of back again. Better come out in my kitchen, it's gonna be raining.
friend, none can be found. Better come on in my kitchen, cause it's gonna be raining.
As I said, the album is 11 songs. There's 10 originals, and for the first time in six trips to the studio, this is the first time we've ever included a cover. And, you know, we're always doing covers live, tributes to artists that we respect. But we have a song, Come Out of My Kitchen, which is an old Robert Johnson tune that we've really kind of done our own thing with. And over the last few years, we get a good response from it. And different people have said, you know, when do you ever think about recording the song? So we always have lots of original material, but thought, hey, let's add this. You know, it's such a departure from the Robert Johnson version. And just thought, hey, you know, there's a lot of great songs. Let's take this song, this cover, and, you know, do it as a tribute to someone that has had a profound influence on a lot of blues rock players, and Robert Johnson. So really happy with all the songs. You know, it's the material and the subject matter is stuff that relates to me and my age. You know, I'm not talking about young love. I'm talking about one of the songs, I Don't Want to Get Old, but, you know, The Short Beats Dying Young, that kind of thing. Nasty Little Bits is a great tune. Some People is probably the first single off the album. So really happy with how it turned out, and hope you guys all like it as well.
Some people walk around like they're 10 feet tall, while others make the way you don't see it all. Some people are smart to think they know it all. Well, these are the ones that have the furthest to fall. Well, let me tell you what I believe. Across the room, and some you wouldn't hear in an empty tomb. Some people spread lies like they were true. Well, what are decent people supposed to do? Well, let me tell you what I stand and see your words. The impression you remember is the one you see first. The impression you remember is the one you see first. Well, don't be so quick to have your mind made up. You're the type of person sees an empty cup. Don't be so quick to have your mind made up. Strong carry more than their share, while others lay around like they just don't care. Some people will never have enough. They'll move to bigger houses just to store that stuff. Well,
tell you what I believe. Oh, there's more to most people than you first see. Oh, there's more to most people than you first see. You see their best and you see their worst. The impression you remember is the one you see.
Finishing off a quartet of songs from the album Nasty Little Bits, that's the Terry Whalen Band, something called Some People. Before that, we heard Come On In My Kitchen, Nasty Little Bits, and Altar of the Blues. For more information about the Terry Whalen Band, visit them online at terrywhalen.wixsite.com, or to order yourself a copy of Nasty Little Bits for just $10 for a download, go to theterrywhalenband.bandcamp.com. It's time for us to take a short break, but when we return, I got more great blues lined up, including some Sean Pynchon, some Steve Strongman, some Mike Mudfoot McDonald by request, and kick things off a little bit of the Jimmy Z Band, My Old Lady is a Freak Show. That's coming up after these messages.